This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as you enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you're a new listener, jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's 13 articles that you can listen to, or I'm sorry, read every day from culture warriors, from constitutional attorneys. All of them are Christians, friends. They are a part of the answer. They're not paper tigers hiding behind a pencil or a microphone. They're actually in doing what they're supposed to be doing and upholding and fighting the good fight of faith concerning our freedoms. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click onto YouTube. Join us on live chat. Love to hear you weigh in and see what your thoughts are. If you'd like to jump over to Before It's News, please do that as well. We're on the front page. Click us on. Join us on live chat. If you're driving, we have now over 120 radio stations across the United States of America. Thank you for making us the number one and number two show. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. 1 Corinthians 11:1, 1 Timothy 2:5. We can go over to Acts 4:12. There's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. You get it. His name is Jesus Christ. He is the Son of the Most High God, and we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Folks, if you're looking for the answer, that's who you go to. Read Acts 20, verse 21, and also read Galatians 3:24 and John 14:6. You will understand perfectly. Folks, there's much to cover. As you heard before we teed this up on the mainstream media, and the best that we have today, today's conservatives, which are in fact yesterday's liberals, you heard where Donald Trump has been advocating for a second coronavirus relief bill. And I told you it was coming. Well, now they're beginning to vocalize this and disseminate this information amongst its subjects. The reasoning behind that, we have no idea why they couldn't prove the first one. They still can't. Their narrative has fallen apart into a thousand different pieces, as you well know. And now they're pushing for another one. I want to show you what it looks like. For me anyways, because I can see this, but I want to actually play the audio so you can hear what it sounds like when they don't need another crisis. Remember, it was a Rahm Emanuel, dead fish Rahm Emanuel, the mob-like criminal mayor out of Chicago who said, listen, never let a good crisis go to waste. Well, oftentimes we find that and have found over and over throughout history that it's them creating the crisis. Well, this is a prime example. As a matter of fact, I've seen this. I got to say this and add this to this conversation while I'm talking about this. You know that now we have Bill Gates coming behind, and we know he's been advocating this for since 2015. But the same guy who says we need to depopulate the world now suddenly wants to save everyone with, guess what, his vaccinations, just like I told you. Just like I told you. And this is what they're corralling the American people to, friends. And yet again, there is no narrative that they can actually substantiate. But again, with that, friends, I want you to understand, you just heard, on the news, Donald Trump saying that he wants another coronavirus relief bill, not for Americans. No, folks, the coffers are being robbed, just so you know. We proved that last week, and now they're calling for a second one. And, again, now they're beginning to vocalize this through the mainstream media and its useful idiots. With that, what does it sound like, friends? What does it sound like when they don't need the crisis anymore? Well, I mean, I want to know. Well, how do politicians that work for special interest groups, what does it sound like coming from then when they don't need that crisis anymore? What happens, like, let's say if we go to New York, for example, what does the mayor sound like? And what does those said representatives of special interest groups sound like when people become disgruntled? What does it sound like when you have the witch Nancy Pelosi from San Francisco? What does it sound like when the people begin to become disgruntled and begin to rise up in defiance concerning their unconstitutional orders? Well, here, guess what, guys? Got some audio for you. I think you're going to enjoy this. This is actually in New York. This is the mayor. This is the said representatives. And it also goes over to witch Nancy Pelosi. And by the way, when I'm calling her a witch, I'm not name-calling, friends. I'm calling it for what it is. We're telling the truth and shaming this witch for who she is. Okay? Read John 8:44. Go ahead and play that.
The risk to New Yorkers for coronavirus is low, and our city preparedness is high.
This should not stop you from going about your life, should not stop you from going to Chinatown and going out to eat. I'm going to do that today myself.
Come to Chinatown. Here we are. We're, again, careful, safe, and come join us.
There is no concern at this time for coronavirus in our region.
No
the
concern.
The Department of Sanitation is ready for Mardi Gras 2020.
Facts
what happens
reassuring.
When the people say no more?
We want New Yorkers to go about their daily lives.
Yeah. But there's really no need to panic and to avoid activities that we always do as New Yorkers. Oh. We are hardy people.
Americans do not need to panic. What I would suggest, however, is that Americans take this as a wake-up call for seasonal flu.
There's very little threat here. This disease, even if you were to get it, basically acts like a common cold.
That's the mayor.
Flu.
So we're telling New Yorkers, go about your lives, take the subway, go out, enjoy life, and certainly not to miss the parade next Sunday. I'm
going to be there. Don't
if you had to,
parade.
Would you close down the borders?
Bernie Sanders.
No. We just need to be honest about the American people, with the American people about the fact that we can't keep people coming here from China.
And transmission is not that easy. I think there's been a misperception that coronavirus hangs in the air waiting to catch you. No, it takes direct person-to-person contact.
We also know that if it were likely to be transmitted casually, we would be seeing a lot more cases.
Exactly.
Right. This is New York, and you're in elevators and trains with everybody all the time.
Yeah. Hey, don't miss the parade, friends. Whoa, wait a second. So the bill's been passed, the first one. They don't need it anymore. So now, and just like I said, okay, holding to conscience, friends, holding to hearing ear and discernment, once they get the bill passed through, the whole tune's going to change. And it's exactly what they did. And it's exactly what they're doing. Now they're telling New Yorkers, just go ahead and mellow out. Wait a second. Who fueled the narrative in the very first place? They did. Until they got what they wanted. And once they got what they wanted, friends, guess what? Their tune completely changed. Now watch, folks. They're going to hype it up again in the up-and-coming days so they can push through the coronavirus relief bill for themselves as they continuously rob the coffers. Folks, they're going to go ahead and heighten this crisis once again so they can push the second one through. And then once that's over, they don't need it anymore. Guess what? They're going to tone it down just like they are right now. Wake up, America.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back under Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, click us on, and join us on live chat. YouTube friends, also over on beforeitsnews.com. You can check us out right on the front page. Click us on, join us on live chat. Got several friends over there right now. Totally appreciate you guys. And folks, I also want to let you know that you can give us a call if you want to. If you're driving, sit back, relax, give us a call. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're going to be talking about Biden will become president if you don't vote for Trump. People are constantly asking me questions. Well, Bradley, you say that we can't vote for Biden and we can't vote for Donald Trump. No, those are the ones that are on the same team that are handpicked and hand-delivered. Okay, and then you come to the conclusion somehow that these are the lesser of two evils and you better pick one of them. Well, of the lesser of two evils, Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, rightly said, choose neither. Hey, folks, there's over 200 people running for the presidency of the United States of America right now. Have you heard of them? No, because the mainstream media doesn't want you to hear about them. Okay? I'm going to get to that in just a couple moments. As promised, yesterday I had brought up, and the day before, at the end of the week, I'm going to have some information for you concerning the pastor, Rodney Howard Brown, out of Florida. And it's interesting, friends, that the government in Florida thought they were just going to go ahead and do whatever they wanted to do and enter the church and arrest Rodney Howard Brown. And I knew that there was backlash coming. We're seeing the same thing in Louisiana right now. We have a friend, Judge Roy Moore, who's going to be taking care of that one. And you can rest assured, friends, there are some people in the pulpit, not many, but there are some people in the pulpit that are not going to bow their knees to tyranny. They're just not going to do it. Now, just imagine if 300,000 pulpits did that across the country. We wouldn't have abortion. We wouldn't have the folks, the laws of the U.S. Constitution would be enforced, and the government would be limited the way that it's supposed to be, okay? But because the church is now subjecting itself to the government, which is completely upside down, the government was given to the church, and then the church established the government. Read 18:21 and verse 25 in the book of Exodus. Exodus 18:21 and verse 25. You'll understand. Okay, that's why, again, we see Moses everywhere in our civil buildings in the United States of America. This is why we see in all of our preamble, state preamble,
preambles throughout our 50 states in the United States of America, starting out with in God, right? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Moses, who fulfilled that law, that Torah, Jesus Christ, it, and he magnified it, and we establish it by faith, Romans 3:31, just so you know, okay? And that's what this preacher knew. Now, again, I'm standing with this man's courage, and I've said it a million times. You do the right thing, I'll be right there with you. You do the wrong thing, I'll be there to stand against you. My father's not a respecter of persons, and neither is or are his children. Okay? We're not to be respecters of persons in judgment. Listen, if he's my best friend and he did something wrong, I'm not going to side with him because he's my best friend. If I'm really a friend, open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. I'm going to tell him the truth that's going to set him free. I'm going to get him back on the straight and narrow, right? Matthew 7. I'm not going to just let him go and be soft on his transgressions towards God while he ends up in hell. That's not love. That is hate. And remember, Jesus was hated for his love, right? John 15. And so was King David, Psalm 109. So let's get this love that has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. Let's understand that it's a holy love. It's not a fallen love, right? And Jesus Christ is the standard. Man is not, just for the record. These guys understood this. Tampa Bay, Florida. Hillsborough County Council just met and voted to reverse its orders from law last Friday. Okay? The recommendation of County Attorney Beck, the council voted to recognize churches as essential. This is the church's affair. Mayor Castor wanted to impose the 10-person and 6-foot social distancing restriction on churches. But the council voted against her recommendation. By the way, she's a lesbian. At the advice of council, any future guidance the county may issue will be recommendations and not enforceable. Folks, what they just did to him in Florida is completely unlawful. They're going to find the same thing out over in Louisiana. And folks, this is what happens when the American people understand who they are under God, that the government works for them. We do not work for them. They work for us. I'm sorry. We do not work for them. Okay? Under God. I said under God. Under his government on this earth. His will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Now, I told you by the end of the week, I'm going to come down with some more information. And I was very happy that it happened on Friday because that's what I was told. A lawsuit's going to be filed by Friday, and they were going to go after the governor of the state. Well, guess what, friends? They caved. Why did they cave? Because the people stood up. The church did its job. People are always asking me, Bradley, what do we do? How do we get the resolve that we're looking for? Well, I say it every show. If judgment and justice guards your liberty, then you need to understand what your laws say through the enumerated laws found in the Constitution, right? Article 6, Section 2, Article 2, Section 3. And understand what Thomas Edison said, that you're the strength of the Constitution, okay? If you don't want to enforce the laws that corrupt politicians will not enforce, well, then you're going to get them to be your new daddy, okay? But when you obey God through his commandments and establish judgment and righteousness within the gate, right? What are you going to get? What we just got here. Results. When the American people say no more to tyranny and they stand up against it, folks, 9 times out of 10, what do we see? And I say 9 times out of 10 because oftentimes we see people where they're so close to winning the victory that they turn the other direction rather than to see it through. If you want a 10 out of 10 result, then what you pick up, let me say it this way, don't wound what you cannot kill. Let me say it again. Do not wound what you cannot kill. If you know the law condemns the crimes that are being committed against you like these guys did in Tampa Bay, Florida, then you stand up, hold to the law, and see it through. And, you know, it was a good thing for the mayor and the governor of that state to bend the knee to the law. Because, folks, if Rodney Howard Brown decides on bringing a defamation case against them, I'll tell you what, he's going to win the day. He's got their neck under his foot. And just think about this, friends. They, them, selves that dug the pit, as King David talked about, they will themselves fall into the pit that they've dug. This is a fulfillment of that scriptures right here. That's exactly the fulfillment of scripture. Folks, the church is under attack today, under this administration. This would have never happened under Barack Hussein Obama. This would have never happened under George W. Bush, friends. You know it as well as I do. All that's going on today is a test to see how far they can go. Well, in this particular case, friends, they just found the wrong one, didn't they? And they're about ready to find another one. And I'm sure there's more across the country that are proving the God of Israel that said, prove me now in this, in Isaiah 45. And now they are. And guess what? They're getting the results that he promised. And folks, it's for us to do the same thing. The promises are given unto us. Jesus said, greater works will you do than I did. There's no excuses. Because when we go to the Father, what does he say? Call unto me. Jeremiah 33:3, after judgment. Call unto me, and I will answer, and I'll show you great and mighty things in which you know not. Come on, friends. The Bible also says we're not supposed to limit the Holy One of Israel. What do we see today? We see people daring the justice of God by limiting the Holy One of Israel as they are continuously subjecting themselves to more governmental tyranny on a 24/7 basis. We got to hit this straight on. Hey, folks, do you remember, it's a great analogy, and it's a true story. Remember in 1980, Herb Brooks? Remember when he beat the Russians? Do you know that he took a bunch of kids on, inexperienced kids from colleges? And we also know that the Russian team was never defeated. They during this particular time, for years, they were the best hockey team in the world, hands down, no question about it. As a matter of fact, they embarrassed the National Hockey League in the United States of America before they played the USA hockey team back in 1980. Does everybody remember this? Yeah, I do too. I'll never forget it. Matter of fact, did you know that Herb Brooks told those young kids that didn't know that they couldn't get the job done? They were the ones to get it done. Just think about that. It doesn't matter how big the dog is in the fight. It matters how big the fight is in the dog. They didn't know that, but they were victorious. Why? Because Herb Brooks said this. Listen to me carefully, friends. You want to win the day? You've got to take the Russians, and you got to take their game, said Herb Brooks, to those young, inexperienced individuals. You have to take their game, and you have to shove it right back down their throats. Friends, what you have working for you in righteousness is the God of our Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ. We have the Holy Spirit. He promises the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Also read Exodus 23 when you get a moment. And friends, consider this. God is not a man that he should lie. We're to take him at his word, and if we do that, he promises us the victory in Jesus Christ. Okay? There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The Lord didn't say, you know, I just might do it, or you know, if the weather's right, I'll do it. No. He said, if you do what I tell you to do, I'll do what I said I will do. Folks, nowhere in Scripture can you find the Lord being unfaithful to a faithful man or a faithful woman of God. Nowhere in Scripture. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Unemployment numbers are out for the month of March. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
Eleni Karajorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics tells us the jobless rate is now at 4.4%.
Total non-farm payroll employment fell by 701,000 in March, and the unemployment rate rose to 4.4%. Employment in leisure and hospitality fell by 459,000, mainly in food services and drinking places.
This is the largest increase since January 1975.
Republican senators currently spread across the country because of Congress's three-week break say they're already starting to discuss a Phase 4 coronavirus relief bill. The talk comes a week after President Trump signed the roughly $2.2 trillion Phase 3 bill into law. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Okay, so welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933, dumping a lot of information on you. We have good news. There's people in this country that are not bowing the knee. And they are winning the day in Jesus' name. Amen. If we'd all do that and actually meet him on his terms, I'll tell you what, we'd have victories all day long that would be public, countering and riding over the top of the CIA-controlled mainstream media's lying narrative, their propaganda narrative, decimating lies 24/7 on the American people. Anybody sick of it yet? Yeah, me too. I want to get over to the topic, and the topic is this, folks. Biden will become president if you don't vote for Trump. And I ask the question, who told you that? The same media that 94% of the American people don't believe. Okay, folks, there's 200 people running for the presidency of the United States of America. How many people know that? Very few. Why? Because it's omitted. It's censored. It's suppressed. They don't want you to know your options. Now, before I get into this topic, which... line upon line, precept upon precept applies, it's applicable to. I want to give you a test really quick, okay? Because it shows you to keep an open mind. And it also shows you how you can be deceived. I want to ask you to elect, let's just say, a world leader and your vote counts, okay? Here are the facts and the characteristics of these three leading candidates. Here's candidate A. He associates with crooked politicians and consults with astrologists. He's had two mistresses, chain smokes, and he drinks 8 to 10 margaritas a day. Would you vote him in to be the next world leader? That's candidate A. Candidate B is he was kicked out of office twice, sleeps until noon, used opium in college, and drinks a quart of whiskey every night. Would you vote him in to be the next world leader? That's candidate B. Here's candidate C. He's a decorated war hero. Okay? Ooh, that's great. He's a vegetarian. He doesn't smoke, drinks an occasional beer, and has never cheated on his wife. Wow, that sounds like a faithful guy. Doesn't he? Sounds like a faithful guy. Yeah. Yeah, that's candidate C, okay? Now, candidate A is actually, if you voted for him, Franklin D. Roosevelt. Okay? Franklin D. Roosevelt. If you voted for candidate B, that was actually Winston Churchill. Now, the good guy, and if you voted for candidate C the way that I did, most do? You know who that was? That was actually Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler. So if you voted for Adolf Hitler, friends, I want you to understand, you better listen to the show. Especially what we're going to be talking about right now. Folks, the options that are given to you, the Joe Bidens, the Bernie Sanders, the Kamala Harris, the Pete Buttigieg, okay, the Elizabeth Warrens, they're handpicked candidates. Donald Trump, all of these people are set up to be Donald Trump's opposition. Pro wrestling, right-left paradigm, okay? Again, behind closed doors, they're on the same team. They're all drinking from the same cistern, okay? Just so you know how this works. And I'm talking about the ones that are being given to you as options. Now, again, remember, there's over 200 people running for the presidency of the United States of America right now, and you haven't heard from them. Why? Because they're real candidates. That's why. You know who's bumping up and kicking up against the goats right now? Against my message that I'm giving you as factual history and what's taking place in this country today are the very people that are getting sick and tired, say they, of the establishment that they are continuously propping up. They're hypocrites. They hold the truth and unrighteousness, Romans 1:18. President Andrew Jackson said, "It is to be regretted that the rich and powerful too often bend the axe of government to their own selfish purposes." Is that what's taking place today? Well, let me ask you this. Is the agenda going forward today? You know it is. See, people need to first understand those who are guilty of the crimes against the American people and how they operate by doing the unthinkable. This is how they get away with what they get away with, because people don't believe that they would do such things. Well, guess what, friends? They are. And to prove the point, just look to those who are changing the American government. And you are the government, but you're allowing them to change what our government looks like and acts like. Okay? Again, just look to those who are changing American government to that which is foreign to American government. This is, folks, what's happening today is foreign to the American Constitution. And I'm talking about the players that are handpicked, that are given to you as your options. And every single time, friends, it's always given to you as, well, pick the lesser of two evils. Well, I don't want neither one of those as my options. Well, then guess what? Get to the other 200, and I'm not actually advocating for them because I don't know all of who they are, but I can find out who the better ones are than the ones that are being handed off to us. Okay? And if you want to know why, and I know I'm doing an answer back right now by the Holy Ghost, if you want to know why those in government today, the senators and the congressmen and the representatives, they are holding as a wall to protect the president, not so much to protect him, but to protect themselves by the use of him. Okay? This is why things don't change there. I also believe it's safe to say, with much information to back this up, that many of these said representatives, senators and congressmen and women and judges and the gist in federal government today, they're extorted men. They're controlled. They're told to do what you're told, because if you don't, this is what's going to happen. If you have not taken the time to see Mr. Smith Goes to Washington from the 1930s, friends, do yourself a big favor and watch it. Back during that time, the said, those that were incumbents, right, in government capacity throughout the United States, they did not like this movie. Why? Because it exposed them for who they are. And what you see in this movie is exactly what you're seeing happen today. But what it does is pull the curtain back. They're bought and paid for. They're controlled. The media props them up and covers for them every step of the way. It's exactly what we're seeing today. Exactly what we're seeing today. Did anybody see this coronavirus relief bill for the American people? Did anybody pay attention to the pork that was in it? Did you notice that not one mainstream media outlet actually told the American people what was in the bill? Nope, they didn't. They gave cover for Donald Trump's administration because they're covering for themselves. Okay, it's only fake news if Donald Trump says it's fake news. Okay, and usually if he's calling it fake news, in many cases, friends, it's because they're telling the truth about his administration and he doesn't like it. Right? The devil doesn't like the truth. That's just the fact of the matter. Hold to it, lump it or like it, it doesn't matter. Truth is truth. And again, it doesn't care about your feelings. Folks, what's happening in your country is that you're given hand picked, players in Washington, D.C. as your options. And what we're seeing today is the agenda's going forward. And this is all happening through incrementalism or a siege. That means slow takeover. Deuteronomy 28, verse 52. And I always revert back to this because this is the answer every single time. If the American people would take the time to read the Bibles and founding documents, how soon they could identify these counterfeits that operate under false pretenses. Read Jeremiah 6:16. And by the way, that applies to both the Christian realm and the political realm. And it's my job to cover both. Read Mark 8:14 and 15. Okay? Look at how Americans have been under heightened attack over the last 2 years by those who have been sold as the good guys to represent them. Free speech, this under Donald Trump, the right to bear arms, the sodomite agenda, personal and national security. There's always some sort of monster our government needs to protect us from, right? But who's setting that narrative? The government is. Okay? The government is. Again, for those that don't understand, Vladimir Lenin. By the way, in Russia, folks, do you know that they got his body embalmed? You can still see his dead body. I mean, some sick folks, man. They embalmed the devil. You can go see him over there in Russia. But he said the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. That's exactly what I am doing this little exposition on right now. They're controlling the opposition. They are creating the problems. They're picking their candidates that are a part of and allied to the Illuminati and the global agenda. And then they're throwing them out there as your options. Okay? And I've done shows on Hillary Clinton where she had absolutely no support. The only support that she had and what it was predicated upon was what the mainstream media put up for. She had, folks, little to no support. They had to buy crisis actors. They had to buy people to sit in streets. They were busted on Craigslist trying to buy people to come and sit and act as if they were supporters of Hillary Clinton. Folks, the list goes on. Okay? Same thing with Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, the foreign sodomite plant. His second term, it was the same thing. It was all predicated upon a lie. If we tell the people a lie long enough and loud enough, guess what? They're going to believe it sooner or later. They didn't know the difference. They didn't pay attention to the voter fraud going on across the United States of America. Okay? Now, this is what I want to get to. People need to understand that Donald Trump is sold as the victim by those that he fails to prosecute. I want you to hear that it's important that you understand it. Everybody keeps defending Donald Trump as if to suggest he's not the commander-in-chief, to suggest that he does not have the DOJ in his hand to prosecute those that are actually allegedly attacking him. They're not attacking him, friends. They're driving support to him. That's what you haven't figured out yet. If you pay attention to what I'm telling you, friends, you'll see it incrementally, and you'll see them expose themselves every step of the way. It's exactly what they're doing. Go to the Lord. He'll anoint your eyes that you might see. Okay? This is driving support to his base. That's all that's happening. And if you look at his numbers for his second term, you can see how much money he has raised. He has set records for his second term presidential campaign. Hundreds of millions of dollars from the sheeple that don't understand the game that's being played. They're the piece on the board. And until they, hey folks, that's the definition of insanity. Keep doing the same things, and that's exactly what they're doing. Now, let me go to this. If you don't pay attention to what I'm telling you right now, you're being set up for a further fall. You can only kick the can down the road so far, friends, before you run out of road. And you've run out of road. Okay? When I come back, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take you to a Fox News poll, and I'm going to show you exactly how this has played out during the last segment. And it's important that you get a hold of this and open your eyes and keep an open mind, especially, friends, if you voted for candidate C, Adolf Hitler. I think you would do well for yourself and others if you would just open your mind and heart and learn a little something here.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long-forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Let me answer this real quick, friends. We are right now, what we're talking about is Biden will become president if you don't vote for Trump. Nobody wants Biden. He's not legit. Everybody knows he's not legit. Why would the powers that be put him up? Because they know you're not going to vote for him. They're driving support to who? Donald Trump. Hello. I'll get to that in a moment. I have an individual on live chat right now talking about, I guess I got to do everything here, right? And I'm talking to some of my friends on live chat right now. It's not hard to find. See, the problem that we're having here, some of you friends, is you want me to do all your due diligence for you. It's time for you to jump in as well, okay? It's easy to find. I just went and did a Google search right now. Presidential candidates for 2020. Several sites pulled up immediately, okay? Immediately. And it's not hard to find. So do yourself a favor if you really want the answers, which, by the way, when you say things to me like, you know what, well, let me see the link. Well, here's the link. I'm telling you, do your due diligence. There's several of them. I mean, do you want me to vote for you, too? So I'm talking to some people that just want somebody else to do everything for them. There's your problem. I mean, you almost act angry at me for telling you that you're being lied to. Don't shoot the messenger, right? Don't shoot the messenger. Goodness sakes, friends. Just last week, Fox News. Now, this is some time ago. The best that the conservatives' hands have. Some of those guys are cool over there. I'm more worried about what they don't say than what they do say. But they're going right along with the agenda, too, by the way, in so many different ways. But just some time ago, Fox News put out a fake poll, causing the enemy, you, to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is, right? stating that their poised and controlled opposition criminal and actor Joe Biden was winning over that of Trump. You know that is, folks. Listen, let me be honest here. There's no question the support that Donald has in this country. There's no question about it. It's scary. You have too many people going one direction. That should scare the H.E. double hockey sticks right out of you. Oh, my goodness. What does the Bible teach us about that kind of stuff, friends? There's usually one or a small handful that are standing against the multitudes. Go back to Germany. There was 80 million people. There was one Bonhoeffer, wasn't there? Yep. That's exactly how it works. The Lord will be faithful to put a prophet right in the center of it. He was not a pastor. He was a prophet. Know the difference. Apostle, prophet, teacher, evangelist, and or pastor. Pastor's named once in the New Testament, by the way. And yet somehow he's leading the church. It's supposed to be the apostle, the prophet, and the teacher. 1 Corinthians 12:28. It's completely backwards. But folks, listen to this. There's no question about Donald Trump's support. It just shows you how many people have been deceived. That's what it shows you. How many people are drinking the Kool-Aid? And I'll tell you what, friends. You want to find out? You want to find out what this country is made out of? Just go ahead and post the truth about Donald Trump. It's incredibly confounding, to say the least, that there's that many fools in this country. And it's not name-calling, it's true. That's what a fool is, right? You've been fooled. When you go to see a crowd that Donald Trump has, I mean, it's pretty astounding. In one particular case, there was over 100,000 ticket requests for Trump's presidential 2020 kickoff at the same time that this fake poll came out from Fox News. Joe Biden, Democrat, again, dividing the people. I'm just going to say candidate. He had 49% of the vote. Folks, have you ever seen a Joe Biden campaign rally? Nobody's there. It's less than 100 people. Easy. I've just seen one recently where I bet there was 20 people there. Just like that of Hillary Clinton. But the media keeps putting Joe Biden up as if to suggest he's legitimate. He's not legitimate. By the way, neither is Donald Trump. I mean, the guy just talked about our purified democracy. We're a constitutional republic. Article 4, Section 4. Joe Biden winning 49% to 39%. Hey, let me ask you something, friends. Who told you that? The media that you don't believe told you that. Bernie Sanders was beating Donald Trump 49%. Now, he's going to the younger generation, and it's interesting how he just forfeited his position to go and give it to Joe Biden the same way that he did to Hillary Clinton. That is to purposely divide, go to the younger generation, dummy them down, teach them that their democracy to overthrow what? The older generation, namely a republic, just like Mao Zedong, just like communists. See, people don't know. That's why I'm here telling you. Elizabeth Warren was beating Donald Trump 43%. Really, is any of these that I've named yet, friends, are they legitimate? Absolutely not. Does anybody see where they're actually talking about American law? The U.S. Constitution? No, never. It's always warring against our law. It's always warring against our rights. See, what Americans today are afraid of is that Joe Biden or a Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren or a Kamala Harris or a Pete Buttigieg get in office to do the things that they threaten to do. But what they don't realize is Donald Trump's already doing it. See, they're on the same team. This whole coronavirus relief bill, this $2 trillion, you're now $5 trillion in debt since Donald Trump. He was going to get you out of the great deficit that you were in, right? I shared those numbers over the last couple weeks. Friends, I'm giving you facts. I'm not giving you my opinions. Okay? But what do? They put up these candidates that are hand-picked. You know WWE pro wrestlers? You know that they're all hand-picked? You know the World Wrestling Federation champions? They're all hand-picked. It's just they have to wait for their time. They pay their dues all the way up. Guess what? They've sold themselves out for the cause, and sooner or later, they're going to be put into position, too, to sell out the people. That's exactly what's happening here. Kamala Harris was put up by a Fox poll 42% to 41% of Donald Trump. Baloney. She's a criminal. Nobody's going to vote someone in that's going to upend the U.S. Constitution, friends, blatantly. Of course, what does that do? Well, we're not going to vote for her. Well, we still have Donald Trump. There you go. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Pete Buttigieg had 41%. Donald Trump, 40%. This is all done by Fox News, again, the best that you have. Everything about this poll is untrue. There's nothing true or real or legitimate about these polls. Folks, we're talking about handpicked presidential candidates. What about the other 200 candidates the media never told you about? You're going to have to do your own diligence to understand how the game is being played, and it's not going to take you probably 5 to 10 to 15 minutes to understand everything I just told you over the last hour when you start doing your own due diligence. Wait a second. Whoa, wait a minute. Bradley was right. Cross-check everything I'm telling you, man, woman. I'm not telling you to take me for face value. I'm telling you to cross-check what I'm sharing with you right now. And you're going to find the same things that I am, even now. The poll's completely fake, friends. Who's going to vote for Joe Biden? He's sexually attracted to children, said it's cool. His college roommate bombshell. How many acts of perversion does this guy need to act out publicly? He's a creep. And you know it, and I know it. But they're putting him up that you better vote for Trump, because if you don't vote for Donald Trump, I'll tell you what, Joe Biden's going to become the president. Yeah, who told you that? I'm just going to keep asking you. Who told you that? The media that you don't believe. The media that you don't believe. Whoa. Look at what Elizabeth Warren endorses coup against President Trump. Nope, that's driving support, because people aren't behind lawlessness, friends. They don't want a government coup. So when she says stupid things like that, she is on cue saying what she needs to say. So all the useful idiots come in and all the networks come together and they disseminate her information to the people. They promulgate it. Okay? That's not driving support to Elizabeth Warren. That's driving support to Donald Trump, right? you can't make this up, right? What about Senator Kamala Harris? She said she would usurp Congress and unconstitutionally change gun laws. How many people are going to vote for that? Do you see what this does, friends, and how this works? It's driving support to Donald Trump, who is doing to you what you were afraid that they were going to do to you. That's what he's doing. He's garnering support. He's not under attack. They're not. Hey, folks, just like I said about Barack Hussein Obama at the RNC to a bunch of fools that were dressed up like they were going to an Elvis concert, I had to tell them that this was 2000 and what, not 1974. Hey, folks, just like back then, Obama wasn't losing. Obama was winning. Trump isn't under attack. Trump's attacking. You know, I had a guy the other day say to me, Bradley, why are you attacking Donald Trump? I'm not attacking Donald Trump. He's attacking me, and I'm not going to stand for it. I'm sorry, I'm not going to sit down for it. And everything that I just told you about Biden, Sanders, Warren, Harris, Buttigieg, you can see it on the table right now with this administration concerning gun control, which most people don't know because the mainstream media is not telling on Donald Trump. They're not giving you the information that you need. And my point here more than anything, friends, is the fact that there is over 200 other presidential contenders for the presidency of the United States of America, and you haven't even heard of a one. There's a guy out there named Joe Walsh. He wants to square off with Donald Trump. Have you heard anything about Joe Walsh from Chicago? No, you know what happened? By the way, Joe Walsh came out and said everybody that he knows in Congress, he's a former senator, I believe, or a congressman in Chicago. He said everybody I know on the conservative side is embarrassed for Donald Trump, but they vote for him and they support him publicly, but privately they're embarrassed for him. Folks, get educated, because there's a lot more options out there than you know. Don't be fooled this time around. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.